The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Recreational pot may be legal now in Colorado, but the law also says it has to be policed just like alcohol, which means special training for cops and new ads like this for drivers. First, this from Charlie. The Colorado Department of Transportation's new driver safety ad shows a stoned 30-something proudly mounting his new flat-screen TV on the wall. And as he walks away, the graphic comes on. Installing your new wall-mounted TV while high is now legal. Driving to get a new one is not. Yes. But just in case people don't obey the ads, Colorado police are attending classes to learn a series of behavioral tests to catch cannabis-addled drivers. CBS's Barry Peterson talked with Sergeant Blake White of the Colorado State Patrol.
What are you kind of on the lookout for here?
A thing I like to look for is varying speed. People are speeding up, slowing down. Driving is a divided attention task, so marijuana kind of stops that.
The real challenge, of course, is getting drivers to take marijuana seriously. The perception right now is that it may slow you down, it may make you stupid, but it's mostly harmless. And yet, 15% of the impaired driving citations in Colorado so far this year have involved pot users. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, who has been openly skeptical of legalization, says he'll do his best to make it work, but he doesn't sound optimistic.
I want to be able to say we did everything we could to try and make sure this transition to recreational legalized marijuana was done effectively and fairly, and it still didn't work. And then the voters should look at it again.
Take another vote, assuming they're not too stoned to color in the little circles. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.